الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إن الله فرض صيام رمضان وسننت لكم قيامه، فمن صامه وقامه إيمانا واحتسابا خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد. يقول الصيام: أي ربي منعت الطعام وشهواتي بالنهار فشفيني فيه. ويقول القرآن: منعته اليوم بالليل فشفيني فيه، فيشفعان. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: ما من مصل إلا وملك عن يميني وملك عن يساري، فإن أتمها رجا بها، وإن لم يتمها ضربا بها على وجهي. وسئل عليه الصلاة والسلام عن قول لله ورتل القرآن ترتيلا، قال: بينه تبيينا ولا تنصره الدقل ولا تهد ولا تهده هذا الشعر، ولا يكن هم أحدكم آخر السورة. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, I have recited few ayah from Surah Muzammal of Holy Quran and recited few ahadith sharifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: O you who are wrapped up in a mantle, stand up and pray during the night, or decrease a little or increase on it, and recite the Quran with the tartil, observing all the rules for correct recitation. And few ahadith sharifa I have also recited. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said: fasting and the Quran will intercede on behalf of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fasting will say: Lord, I have prohibited him from eating and from his desires by day, hence accept my intercession on his behalf. The Quran will say: Lord, I have prevented him from sleeping by night, so accept my intercession on his behalf, so their intercession will be accepted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said: everyone who performs salah has an angel on his right hand side, and another on his left hand side. If he completes the salah, these two take the salah to the heaven, and if he does not complete the salah, they strike his face with it. That is, the salah is rejected. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was questioned regarding this verse and recite the Quran in tartil. He answered: recite the Quran correctly and clearly, and do not recite it in breaks as you would scatter dates, and recite it not in the rhythm as you do in reciting poetry, and do not intend to complete it speedily by all the time awaiting the end of the surah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Verily, Allah has made compulsory on you the fasting of Ramadan, and I have made it sunnah for you to stand in prayers tonight. So whoever fasts the month and performs the Qiyam Salah with faith in the sincere intention to require reward, he will cast inside his sins, ending without sins like the day his mother you gave birth to him." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with faith and with the intention of acquiring reward from him will be forgiven all the sins that had gone before, and whosoever performs Taraweeh Salah with faith and with intention of acquiring reward for him will be forgiven all sins and had gone before, that had gone before." From Bukhari and Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, as you know from these verses of Holy Quran and Ahadith Sharifa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a very great month of Ramadan and very great amal of keeping fast and also having Salah of Taraweeh. Actually, this month is not only the month for getting ajr, but also to get islah of nafs and qalb. Actually, the latter one is neglected by the people, and they consider only the first one. And people think that we shall be getting ajr because of these amal. Okay, it is very good as it has been said in the Hadith Sharifa. But as for the islah of nafs and qalb is concerned, it's also very much necessary and farzain. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this month to have this islah, because I shall correlate inshallah few ayat Quraniya on this subject. As you know already, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu kutiba alaykum usiyamu kama kutiba alal ladzina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun." Oh, the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made keeping fast of Ramadan compulsory for you, as was done for the people who came before you, to get taqwa. So it means the main purpose of Ramadan keeping fast is getting taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this also, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made ilham of fujur and taqwa of the nafs to the nafs. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Verily, that person is successful who purifies his nafs from the razail, from the bad evils. And that person who could not do it, verily, he went in all destruction. So, we know from this that to get taqwa, it's must. And the whole successfulness depends upon it in this life. And the purpose of keeping fast is to get this taqwa. So it means how much essential it is to have to keep fast of Ramadan, to get taqwa, and also to correct the amal by islah of nafs. So therefore this thing should be under consideration of having taqwa in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant too much ajr to Hazrat Maulana Zakariya rahimahullah, who made this thing clear to the people, to his mureedin, that this month should be spent in having islah nafs by having i'tikaf specially, because Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah, he has explained in his waaz once, Ruhu Siyam, that these two things, Qiyam, it means these two things, keeping fast and having Taraweeh, these two things, they grant us taqwa, and also, which means islah nafs, and also clean purity of qalb. So by this also he explained the two mujahidat of nafs done by Sufiya Ikram is already in process in Ramadan. Because by keeping fast, one can change the time of eating and drinking. So this thing is achieved in Ramadan. Taqlili ta'am, and also taqlili manam is achieved by Taraweeh. Because for Taraweeh, one spends time after Isha, more time after Isha, and his sleeping is postponed because of this. And after that, he has to get up early in the morning at the time of Sehri, so his sleeping is reduced. So it means these two mujahidat are covered in Ramadan by this process. And the other two mujahidat, which are necessary for islah nafs in Sufiya, can be achieved in itikaf. Because in itikaf, one has to be in masjid, in the mosque, where he cannot meet everyone. He can only meet those people who come to masjid. So meeting with the people is reduced. Even more, the people in itikaf, they make their khalwat khana, their loneliness place where people can meet him and he cannot because he is sitting there, protected. So it means meeting people is reduced. It is fourth mujahida. And the third mujahida, to reduce speaking, is also achieved because in itikaf, only people can speak in masjid for the dini matters, not for dunyavi matters. So the quantity is reduced by this, and also the type is changed. It's not the talking of dunyavi type, but it's talking of the dini type. So it means all the four mujahidat get completed, and the month of Ramadan, and two forms. Number one, generally in the whole Ramadan, and specially, two, especially in itikaf. So these four mujahidat are necessary for islah nafs. So islah of nafs is achieved in this way. As far as islah of qalb is concerned, it's also achieved in Ramadan by standing in Taraweeh, by Qiyam al-Layl. Especially because of hearing Quran in Taraweeh. Because prayer, offering prayer is also zikr. Aqimis salat ala zikri, according to this verses of Holy Quran. And recitation of Quran or the hearing of Quran is also zikr. Waman arada an zikri. So it means these two things are included in zikr. And zikr has been told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a tool of cleanliness of the heart. Our heart are made clean by zikr. So by hearing Quran and by reciting Quran and by having salah, especially salah of Taraweeh, so this purpose is achieved. And if a person alarms himself that Ramadan is such a month which I can use for this purpose, so it is wiseness. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, that person is wise who controls his nafs and does work for akhirah. So it means those people who are using Ramadan for this purpose, to control the nafs and getting the ajar, especially they are wise people. They are wise people. As Rasulullah has recited in these holy hadith sharifa, that Allah subhanahu has made siyam. The person who makes qiyam for ajar, with iman and ajar, and for the hope of ajar, so then they will be forgiven, and they will be like those who give birth at the time of birth, who are like this, that the mothers give birth to them at that time. So it means that in Ramadan, by having these things, one can clean their hearts and also can get taqwa. I was concluding this today's lecture for the ladies, that really in Ramadan, if we are aware of these things, we can use Ramadan for this islah purpose. People are usually thinking about the ajr only. That thinking about ajr is essential with iman to complete that process, and then they are forgiven because of that. But as far as the islah nafs and islah qalb, it's very essential, and Ramadan has been made for this purpose. So the first thing to have ajr with iman, it brings sincerity in our heart, and also we can say that we are not doing this for worldly things, because everything can have two things. Number one, it's merits in akhirah, for akhirah, and its merits for the world. Just like if we keep fast, so it has its advantages for akhirah, merits for akhirah, that we get ajr for this. And also our body is our heart, and our body became clean, free of diseases, many diseases. Just like the people, the doctors, they are doing nowadays dieting. They recommend dieting for the people, especially for sometimes 22 hours dieting. 22 hours dieting is too much. But they think that because of this, blood pressure and sugar, this can be this can be, you can say, recovered. So therefore the people can think about it, that we should keep fast for this purpose. So that is not required for the Muslims. The Muslims are granted by these things, but they are not doing it for this purpose. They are doing only for akhirah. So the meaning of this ahadith sharifa in this context is this, that we shall not be doing these things, just like keeping fast and having taraweeh of salah, not for worldly things, but we should be doing it for the akhirah. Just like Rasulullah SAW said, the great person is wise who controls his nafs and does work for akhirah. So then he is wise person. So it means this wiseness is also achieved. So it means all the three lataif, latifa of nafs, latifa of qalb, latifa of akal, these all three are cleaned and purified in the month of Ramadan. And it means the complete islah can be achieved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to keep fast with taqwa, to get taqwa, and also having taraweeh for this purpose, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, forgive us for all the times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua in Ramadan. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.